Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
William Shakespeare had a tremendous grasp of life and human nature. When sorrows come, he wrote, they come not single file, but in battalions. My mother used to say, when it rains, it pours, meaning essentially the same thing. Nobody apart from a sadistic individual intent on self-destruction would purposely choose to punish himself by bringing difficulty or pain into his life. It just happens, though, often unexpectedly and without warning. The phone rings in the middle of the night. It's bad news. Your job plays out on you, the one you thought would take you to retirement. Your daughter at college lobs a hand grenade, letting you know that she's dropping out of school to marry the young man with a foreign accent. You are confronted with a malpractice suit at the very time you have just paid off your school debt, and often one difficulty follows another as surely as the moon the sun. No, of course you don't ask for it. But you do ask, what did I do to deserve this special treatment? You are experiencing what the Bible calls tribulation. But you're thinking, hey, save that for the end times. No, it's part of living in an imperfect, broken world now. In the world, said Jesus to his disciples, letting them know something very important just before he faced the cross, you will have tribulation, something we are coming to understand. The Greek word, which is usually translated tribulation, is better understood in the context of stress or pressure today. It literally means a compressed or narrow way. And when that applies to you, the compression produces stress, which you certainly didn't ask for, but neither can you avoid. Writing to Roman Christians who had already begun to feel the heel of persecution, knowing that the security of their world could cave in at the whim of a minor government official, Paul said that tribulation produces patience, or perseverance, as a newer translation puts it. When Jesus talked to the disciples about tribulation or stress, he linked our troubles, strange as it may seem, to joy. He said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. The Greek word that we translate patience is a combination of two words which literally mean to remain under. Hence, difficulty or stress which you cope with, asking God's help, knowing that Christ has been there and fully understand, produces staying power. Simply put, you hang in there. You neither turn and run away or blow up in the face of adversity. There is something of a silver lining to the dark clouds of life which come to us. It is that we learn both our strengths, the staying power which we didn't really know we had, and our weaknesses, which can also be rather frightening. But we also experience God's sustaining help in ways we would never, ever know, apart from those dark nights of the soul. When you are weak, then you are strong. And when you feel you can't go a step further, God sends someone, an angel in disguise, a friend whom you never knew could really be of such help, or a word of encouragement through His Word, as you face the day and triumph. Now, a closing thought. Before Jesus so boldly informed the disciples that they would face trouble, he told them he was telling them these things so that they might have peace. If you've never read the fine print, do so. You find it in John chapter 16.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.